All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, June 27th of 2024. Looking ahead here, we had a three-game early MLB slate just get started up. Good luck to all of you playing that slate. We have a four-game MLB main slate later this evening. Golf teed off earlier this morning. And then there is a three-game WNBA slate today as well. So it should be plenty of DFS action coming at you. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do this show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But with that said, going to get the SaberSim app pulled up here. Quick announcement, I will not be doing office hours tomorrow and Monday, but you guys are in luck because Jordan will be stepping in and you guys will have Jordan back. So nice, fresh face, different ideas and thoughts. Always nice to have him on the show from time to time. So I hope you guys enjoy that. But as far as today, two questions to get us started. We will start with these and then we will see where we go from there. First question from Jay Lee. Question says, what does Jordan mean when he refers to a self-sim? How is that actually created? Yes, this is a big, you know, idea that kind of came to fruition recently in a pro video with Jordan and Matt, basically talking about running two contest sims for an individual set of lineups. And the thinking here, which I'm just going to kick off a set of lineups. So we'll just kick off some lineups. Basically what you do is, let's say you're playing a contest, right? Let's say you are playing the 121, right? The single entry contest. So what you do is you go, you create two sims. Two versions of this sim here. Now, I'm typically just changing one of them, one that's not starred. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to rename this one and just put a little note that just makes it different. So I'm going to put self. This is what makes sense to me. And then once this build finishes, what I'm going to do is I'm going to change the source for the field lineups from our static set of field lineups, which in this case is the high stakes single entry. And I'm going to change it to this actual build itself. Now, what I'm doing here is I'm getting two inputs. Number one, I'm seeing how do the lineups that I built do against the set of field lineups that create the ownership projections. And then number two, among this set of lineups that I've built, how does this group of lineups do against each other? And basically you're going to have leverage in your pool overall. You're going to have, you know, the builder is going to figure out, hey, which lineups play best against the field. But then this is like a second level of thinking, like, okay, among this set of lineups that play well against the field, which set of lineups play well against each other? And it's, you know, going back to like, okay, if you're familiar with like levels of thinking in like poker, it's like, okay, what does my opponent have? And then it's like, okay, well, what does my opponent think I have? And it's like, what does my opponent think I think they have? And you know, you get into this like stacking thinking, you know, type of game here. This is kind of that, where you're seeing among the leveraged lineups, which ones perform well against each other. And I think this goes back to like something that like Jordan talked about in like older pro videos. It's like, hey, I'm trying to figure out among lineups that get into the top 1% of your contest, how do I differentiate amongst that small group? And I think that is, you know, kind of where this is going, right? It's great to get into the top 1% of a contest, right? Say your contest has 20,000 entries, you know, okay, you get into the top 1%. Well, that's, you know, the top 200 lineups. Well, the top 200 lineups, you know, you're not getting that big win even for coming in 200th place, right? You got to come in, you know, top 0.1%. Well, that's 20 lineups, right? Well, if you're coming in 20th place, you're still not beaking. So how do we get to that, you know, top 0.001%? And it's like, we get some leverage, great. But then how do we go further? How do we go further? How do we keep, you know, trying to get to the top of these contests that we're playing? And you know, this is, you know, that next level, the idea that they came up with in the pro video. So the pro video is really good. If you're on the pro or ultimate subscription, you have access to our gated content, which is more like theoretical theory based type stuff. So that those videos are available in the pro videos channel in Discord. And if you haven't given it a watch, I would definitely check it out because it was a really, really strong video. All right. Good one to get us kicked off there. Second question here. Question says, is the profit plan data based off of using contest sims and filtering for risk adjusted ROI or ROI? Good question. So what the profit plan does, it is more of a season simulation. And what you are doing, what we did is we took a long-term winning DFS player. We said, hey, this player has a 20% ROI long-term. They are a long-term winner. And over the course of a season, playing this contest with this payout structure, this many days, how did they do? And what we found is, well, what we did is we put the winning player into three different contest types, all single entry, all multi-entry, and then a balance of the two. At no point were we actually building lineups for that player every single day. So there is no, you know, risk adjusted ROI or ROI component. There were like no contest sims. These are more bankroll simulations looking at the person's long-term winning expectation as opposed to building lineups every single day for that player or something like that. So a little bit broader spectrum, but that is the essence of how the profit plan worked. You know, there's also really good content around that. It's our Behind the Sims podcast. If you guys aren't familiar with it, I'll pull it up here. So if you go over to our YouTube channel and you go over to podcasts, so YouTube channel, podcasts, and then you're going to see Behind the Sims episodes 1 through 5 here. So these are basically the conversations of between Eric, who was doing most of the back testing, one of our data scientists, and Jordan, you know, Jordan translating it for all of our non-data science folks like myself, and, you know, putting everything into context and showing the results, how we got there, et cetera. So if you're looking for like a deep dive into the DFS profit plan, you could definitely check out this Behind the Sims series, and I will drop a link to these videos. Episodes 1 through 5 is where it occurred. So dropping a link here in the YouTube chat. All right. Good questions there to get us started. Let me get Saber Sim pulled back up here. And let's take a peek here. So no questions yet in the YouTube chat. And then let's jump over to the Office Hours channel. No more questions. So I think it's a good time to do an app demo. So let's jump in here. Let's build some lineups for, you know, I was kind of debating what to build lineups for today. But I kind of like talking about WNBA, right? There's 3-game WNBA slate. We have our newer WNBA projections. And I'm not going to be able to build yet. So projections for WNBA get released about 60 to 90 minutes to game time here is where you can go in and build lineups. But this is a newer sport that we're offering. You know, this is a sport that is currently only supported on DraftKings and only projections. So no ownership. I'll see if we could, you know, do some more content around this coming up here soon. But let's go back to MLB for today. Just because projections aren't up, I don't really want to go back to a past slate here. But all right, so building lineups for MLB today. Yesterday was like a really interesting day. If you guys played MLB DFS, there was like a ton of like weather impact. You know, the chalky Boston got rained out. I saw like Cutter Crawford really high owned. I saw like Devers and like a lot of like the Red Sox guys were like high owned. And then that game got rained out. And then the Yankees and the Mets got in this like super long delay. And then on the other end of the delay, the Mets just like put up like another 8 runs, and you know, Louis Gill was like chalk. So it was super, super interesting slate. So I think, you know, we're getting close to like July, which I think July is more like storm season. So, you know, be on the lookout for like weather edges and risk. And I know Jordan's been talking a lot about that. So, you know, be aware of the weather risks in MLB this time of year. But either way, I would check, you know, my weather, make sure we're all set for today. No, nothing crazy going on. Great. Going to make a couple adjustments here to projections. And then I'm going to kick off my lineups, right? I'm going to build 500. Is for 2-game slates. I'll allow that personally here. I think you can make a case to allow it for 3 games, maybe even 4-game slates. I think 4 might be like stretching it here, but that's just my personal opinion on the matter here. So building 20 lineups, going to go and grab a contest. Sam playing the solo shot tonight. And I'll use the double contest sim concept here. So lineups are built, just created 2 contest sims. Going to go into one of them. Let's get rid of these other ones. Deleting those single entry ones that I did earlier. Delete. All right. Renaming one of the contest sims for identification. Changing my build source to build 2 because I'm in build 2 and I want to do it against these lineups. And then I'm going to run the contest sim, right? Great. So all's looking well so far. Going to move some columns around so I can see everything I want to see. Mostly exposure, pool, leverage are like the 3 things that I always want to have access to here. So as long as I can see those, I'm good. All right. Contest sim is finished. So the way I've been messing around with this is putting a filter where ROI is greater than 0 for both contest sims. So one, I want to play positive ROI lineups against the field, but then amongst the lineups fighting for ROI against each other, I want to play lineups that grade out well there as well. So one thing that I've noticed, and you can actually see this, is let's take both of them off, right? So when my lineups, my set of 500 lineups is pitted against the ownership, the field lineups that create the ownership projections, they do pretty well. Because if I put a filter that says show lineups with ROI greater than 0, we only trash 22 lineups. But then when I put in that second filter that says, hey, amongst my own lineups, show me lineups with ROI greater than 0, we go from 22 lineups in the trash to 380. So we're actually filtering out a lot of lineups. Which is good, right? This is like what we're trying to do. We're trying to find the best set of lineups amongst the leverage lineups. And then from this point, I want to play the lineups that grade out well, the best against each other. So I'm going to go to that self contest sim, sort by risk adjusted ROI. I'm still going to use min uniques to the point that I can use it. So for 500 lineups, pool down to 132 lineups. Looks like I can get to just about 6 mini uniques, which is still really good, right? That's over more than half the players in my lineup. There's 10 players in a DraftKings lineup. Mini uniques of 6 means that 6 players out of the 10 are different for every lineup in my set here. And I'm still playing, you know, positive sim ROI lineups, still have enough lineups available. Pretty sure I could not get to 7 here, but I think this is good, right? Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come in here and verify everything that I'm seeing, right? So as far as stacks here, You know, there's 2 3-3-2s, not my favorite. There are, you know, six of those lineups in out of my 132. So, you know, if you multiply that by like three, that means you're like 18 and like 500. That's not like the worst thing in the world. So I'm okay with those lineups. It is a smaller slate, right? Like the smaller the slate, the closer and closer you're probably going to move to needing the optimal lineup to win. So that's okay. Lineup exposure, 40, no more than 40% to any one stack. I have no more than 50% pool exposure to any one stack. So the fact that my lineup exposure isn't higher than the max pool exposure, I think it's like a good benchmark, you know, if you want to like use that, like, hey, my top pool exposure is this. I kind of don't want to have any team more than that value. I think that's like a totally fine way to handle it. And then jumping over to my pitchers specifically here, what I'm most concerned about. And just taking a peek at his pool exposure is also 80%. So again, you know, kind of even with his pool exposure, all seems fine there, you know, not getting really too much leverage on anybody else aside from him. So I think that's all good. Take a quick peek at my batters. And taking some stands here, but nothing too crazy, right? We always kind of talk about like 2 to 3x of players' ownership. So like Nolan Aaron Judge, 26% owned, 45% exposure. Okay, that's like almost 2x. So not seeing anything that would like make me worried here. I think all of our leverages are good. Exposures look good. Stacks look good. Diversity looks good. So I'm pretty happy with everything that we're seeing, but that is how I would use the double sim setup here. So check that out. All right. Let's see. Taking another peek here. No more questions in the Discord or the YouTube chat. So I think we're going to call it. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Jordan will be here tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, to hang out with you guys and answer questions. So enjoy having him on the show. And I will see you all next week. So until then, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.